Wow. Oh. Sorry, guys. My voice cracked. Wow. Just kidding. Fuck. Hey, guys. I'm drooling. Fuck. It's your host. It's your guy, Stony Baloney here. Today, I'm in a great mood today. Fucking went to the gym, you know, did my gym, got my gym in, and then fucking, you know, and hung out with my buddy and did our gym and fucking, and then did some errands, came home, took a nap with the boy, and hung out with him for a few hours, you know, and now I'm sitting in my old uniform, podcasting. Yeah. Yeah. I was walking around in my yard in my old uniform because I'm going to use it for hunting, right? So I wanted to walk around in it. and see what kind of noise it makes when I'm walking around. It doesn't make a whole lot of noise, like I knew it would, but I still wanted to test it out, you know, because I'm going to take this hunting trip serious, you know. This is the first hunting trip where I have everything lined up, so everything I need is going to be awesome. And if I do get something, it'll be my first time ever, and I'll be fucking like, whoa, dude. I need to take a shot right now, because I haven't worn this uniform in fucking years. But I'm gonna take a shot. This old bib and tucker, B-I-B and tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R, tucker. Small batch bourbon whiskey. I'm definitely not sponsored by these guys, by the way. I want to give them publicity because I like their whiskey. I mean, aged 10 years. No, batch number 2, bottle number 227. Fuck yeah. And it, actually, you know, this kind of whiskey here, it's not a shooter really. It's more of a sipper, you know. It's got great flavor. Ooh, yeah. It's actually quite smooth. Peerless quality. I do agree. Anyways, so there's that. That was a great shot, actually. Fuck. Honestly, I got on here because I just felt like doing a podcast, and I have no idea what the fuck I'm going to talk about. I just got done walking around, like I said, you know what I'm saying? Fucking, I just got done putting my rifle away, because, you know, I was walking around with that, too. I'm slung on my shoulder, you know, safety on, unloaded, obviously. But I'm walking around, you know, my yard practicing, you know, slow movement, and paying attention to the noise transition of me unslinging. Goddamn, I'm sorry, guys. Let me get this out. Alright. From unslinging, the noise transition from me unslinging the rifle into my firing position. You know, and I was practicing prone, sitting, kneeling, standing, and I was practicing supported, you know. And I like the supported version better because I'm more steady that way. just, you know, with the other ways, you know, breathing has a factor. Your breathing definitely has a factor with the fucking scope going up and down. And then if you're not steady in the hands or in the arms, if your arms are getting tired or something, like, especially, like, if you're, like, I was thinking about it, too, as I was doing it. I was thinking, like, wow, if I'm, like, hoofing it up and down hills in the mountains hunting, I'm gonna be like breathing heavily already because and my heart rate is gonna be up. So I'm gonna when I get in my firing position, I'm gonna have to slow the heart rate, slow the breath, calm myself down, and then focus on my sight picture, on my breath, and where the crosshairs lay. And on the exhale, on the third exhale, slowly squeeze the trigger, pull the trigger back until you hear that metallic click, click. But it's gonna be a kaboom, obviously, but you'll hear a click. And then hold it. Don't release the trigger. Hold it, you know? And after, you know, the round, the gun has gone off, then release the trigger. That way, little to no movement, you know? Because if you go the fucking, you know, like, you release the trigger real quick, it's gonna kind of move your rifle a little bit as the round is kind of going through, you know, the barrel. But, yeah. Hunting tactics, I guess. I don't know. Fuck. But, yeah. So, that's my whole, like, you know, like, I'm doing all that. I guess it's all the training I had back in the day. It's what they kind of teach you, you know. But, yeah, it's good things to know if you want to be a proficient hunter and, be accurate, you know. But, yeah, I am excited to go hunting. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait. I'm already packing up, you know, little by little, just adding things, like making sure I got everything. Just like, okay, well, yep, got this, got that. Oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, yep. But, yeah. Strange times in these worlds, you know. That presidential debate was something else. It was quite a joke, though. It was like we were watching Chris Wallace and Joe Biden go against Donald Trump. I'm being unbiased, quite honestly. I just looked at what I saw. I just listened to what I listened to and watched what I watched. And what I watched and seen was two against one, basically. Like, it wasn't a debate. It was like there were three men arguing and interrupting each other the whole time. It wasn't a real debate. It was a pony show. It was staged. Fucking Biden was mic'd up. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's video evidence of that people have pointed out that I've seen. Like, how are you gonna fucking deny that? Can't. It's on video footage. You guys are fucking crazy, man. It's, I don't know. Like, I don't like speaking politics on here because I don't like to let people know too much about my political views because it's just... Oh, whoa, I'm back, guys. Sorry. I was interrupted once again by my good friend Dom from California. my apologies. Today is 10-10-2020. That's funny. 10-10-2020. And it's 4:20 as I start recording this. Yeah, so last thing I was talking about was something about, you know, hunting and shooting. And it's funny because today I just got back from the range, the plantation, to zero in my hunting rifle for next weekend for when I go hunting. And that was a lot of fun. I'm happy with my bullet placement because I'm on paper, which is good. And I'm fairly close to the center of the target. But I am not satisfied with my bullet placement. Meaning, more time range. Or, time range? More range time. Yeah. More range time. In the future. Oh, shit. I'm actually pretty happy, you know? Like, despite everything, you know, with the outside going on in the world and everything else, all the bull, just everything, you know what I mean? You guys know what I'm talking about. Fucking everything. Pretty happy today. I mean, the dog's getting kind of restless right now. Hold on a second. Let me let this fucker out. Come on. Come on, James. You want to go outside? There you go. There you go. Oh, you two stable? All right. Come on. Go. Go. I ain't letting you back in. Fuckers. Watch. Fucking. Ginger's gonna come back and scratch on the door. Because she's gonna lie in. But whatever. It is what it is. But I just wanna finish this podcast because, you know, I was interrupted. And it's funny because I was interrupted by a friend that had called me, and he too was talking about hunting and all that when he had called me. And it's funny because I was literally podcasting about hunting and shooting a rifle and all that and how to shoot a rifle. But yeah. Yeah, that's it. You know, stay strong. Stay strong out there, guys. I know it's tough times. It's tough times for everyone who isn't, you know, well off like a fucking multimillionaire. You know what I mean? Anyone who's a normal fucking dude, normal fucking, who came from a normal background, not even normal, you know what I mean? Like, even fucked up backgrounds. Someone who comes up from a fucked up background, it don't matter what kind of background you come from. You know what I mean? Like, we're all struggling. We're all fucking in this together. We really are, honestly. I mean, honestly, we are, though. Think about it. We're over here trying to fight everyone, trying to fight each other because of this and that and the other, because of the pigment in my skin, because of what you thought, because of what you said, because of what you wrote. Because how dare you think and write and speak like that out to the world? Like, come on. Really? Hold on. We're all here to just share our thoughts. That's it. If you don't agree with it, oh well, don't agree with it. Doesn't mean you have to fucking, like, invade my space and fucking try to convince me to the point where you're yelling at me. Fuck, Ginger. You fucking serious? You piss me off sometimes. You want in or out? Fuck. You know what I mean, though? Like, we're all in this together, and so it's like, why do you, like, if my thoughts don't match up with yours, then why go through so much just to try to convince me? Wouldn't it be easier if you said, oh, okay, turn around, went about your business, I went about my business, oh well, we don't see eye to eye, why do we have to fucking, like, be at each other's throats? You know what I mean? Like, how about we just let each other be? You know what I mean? Like, we don't always have to be in each other's business. And that's the one thing about social media is everyone butts in, man. Everyone gets into everyone's business, but you're also kind of asking for it because you're putting that out there. You know what I mean? Like, just like how I mean, I could be asking for it just by doing podcasts. I don't know. Maybe there's a listener out there later on. I mean, right now or later. I mean, who knows? That just comes across my fucking shit. And just for some reason, because of who I am and the way I talk and the way I sound and the way I see things and, you know, my views on things, whether it be fucking moral views or political views, don't matter fucking what. If they disagree with it, they can make the decision to impede on my life if they wanted to. If they really wanted to, they really could. But why would you go through the trouble of that? You know what I mean? Like, unless you've got nothing going on in your life. If you have nothing going on in your life to the point where you are using up so much of your time and energy to make someone else's life a living hell, or to pursue someone because of some idea, some like fucked up thought, then you need to check yourself, man. Like, there's something going on, man. Like, I'm not trying to be a dick. Same goes for me, dude. You know, I feel like with these podcasts, if I'm saying these words and I'm putting it out to the public, I mean, I have to be whole to my word if I'm recording it and then putting it out there. You know what I mean? That's how I feel because of today's society. You know what I mean? Like, once I say, oh, you can't change your mind. I can change my mind. I can change my mind just like that. I can change the way I view something just like that. You know what I mean? If you can convince me just a conversation, solid, no worries. But if I disagree with you and then you resort to violence, you're definitely not gonna win me over at that point. Hell no, hell to the fuck no. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get in my car and drive away, or just wherever I'm at, I'm gonna get away from there because I don't want to be there. I don't want to be near that person, whoever's doing that. Whoever, you know, I'm not saying that it's going to happen or it's happened. I'm just saying if I was in that situation, you know what I mean? And I think a lot of people feel like that. But then again, I could be wrong. I don't know. You know, I just view things through a screen nowadays. You know what I mean? Everything's through a fucking screen. Nothing's really like personal one-on-one interaction with the person that you're so obsessed with or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it could be anyone. It could be someone like, it could be Upchurch. It could be Trump. It could be fucking, you know, the lead singer of Nickelback. Don't fucking matter. You know, if you're just viewing them through a screen, you don't really know them. I mean, you have a good sense of their character. You have a good sense of who they are. But when the camera's off, when the doors are closed, do you know this person? You know what I mean? Like, or... scratch that. When you're not looking at them through a fucking screen, but rather you're face to face with them, and you have the opportunity to have a conversation, converse with one another, and look at each other's eyes and all that bullshit, and just like, just communicate, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you're like, oh, just normal bullshit, man. Just like, yeah, okay. It's a normal dude. I'm a normal dude. Fuck it, why am I so, like, angry at this other dude that just, I mean, he's got similarities, but we have different views, so fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, why? Everyone's so fucking, Because they just want to be. That's how I feel. I feel like everyone just wants to be. If you're acting like that, you're choosing to be acting like that. That's how I see it. If you are, like, no one's pulling your strings, dude. No one's, you know, like, no one's, like, sure, people can make you angry, agitated, annoyed, frustrated, you know? But why, you know what I mean? Like, why? I'll be honest. I was on a rant there, and at that particular moment, I just lost my thought. So, without further ado, I'm going to take a bong hit so I can get back on track of what the fuck I was talking about. And you're more than welcome to join me. You know what? It don't matter if you're normal. No one's normal, dude. There's no such thing as fucking normal. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel. There's no one is the same. No one, people are similar, yes, but no one's the fucking same. Each individual person is different in each and different way. 7-8 billion of us, right? There's that, you know, 1% chance where you got someone that is like 99% identical to this other person, you know. I mean, well, there's twins and all that, but forget that shit. No one is the fucking same, dude. Everyone's different, even twins. Even the twins, even they may look physically identical, on the inside, man, it's about the shit that's on the inside, everything, you know. Everyone's different, man. Everyone has different, like, levels of mental fucking capabilities than others, you know? I'm, like, somewhere in the middle. I don't know where. I know I'm average. I know I'm not below average, you know? Otherwise, I wouldn't be where I'm at in life. If I was below average, I would definitely not be here. I would be somewhere else. I mean, not to knock on anyone who's below average, to be honest. People could triumph. People can, you know, against the odds, make it happen. It's possible. Anything's possible. But, I mean, there are certain things that make things really difficult. Like, if you have dementia and you got goals in life, it's not going to work out. I mean, sadly, I'm not trying to be a dick, but it's the truth. Look, I'm not sugarcoating anything, dude. Like, that's how I, like, just do things. I don't, like, everyone's like, you got to be so sensitive about what you say about everyone. Well, hold on a second. If it's the goddamn truth, why can't I talk about it? Why can't I just say how it is if it's the truth? Look at it for what it is, than trying to fucking shield it and not look at it. Like, that's what everyone's doing. You know what I mean? Like, they're just walking around blindfolds, like, you know, everyone's an enemy. Fuck, man. But, I'm gonna take this fucking rip. That's a nice fucking. Dude, I like it when you break a bud and you put it inside the bowl piece, and it's the perfect little wedge shape that just fills in that fucking bowl piece. It's nice. But yeah, this is for all you fucked up normal people out there. All of you humans, people, you know what I mean? Like, dude, we're on a fucking rock, man. We're on a rock in space, and we got this election coming up in, like, what, 20-something days? 23 days or 22? So how many fucking days that will decide the fate of this country, you know? And I feel like, at this point, fucking, it doesn't matter who you vote for. If you vote for Biden, you're fucked. If you vote for Trump, you're fucked. You know what I mean? Because I'm looking at both sides, I'm like, yeah, there's a lot I don't like on both sides. But, I mean, who do I choose? You know what I mean? Like, do I want to be fucked with Trump for another 4 years? Or do I want to be fucked with Biden? You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel. Now, I ain't telling you who I'm fucking voting for. Fuck no. That's my own private personal own shit. If I tell you that, that's going to be face-to-face one-on-one in a private area. But I'm telling you right now, I don't know who to choose. Because I feel like either way, we're fucked. I just don't know. Because I don't know what's going to happen. That's the unknown is what's got me kind of like, whoa. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, what's going to happen when this election happens? Like, what if Trump wins? What's going to happen? Look at what happened the last time he won. Can you imagine the outrage? I don't know what would happen, man. But then what about the outrage of Biden being fucked? Would there be outrage? I don't fucking know. You know, like, excuse me. Yeah, I don't fucking know, man. It's just, it's all chaotic. It's chaotic, but it doesn't have to be. That's the crazy part. Everything that's making it like this is like, it's the media, man. They're amping shit up. They're fucking, like, it's the media. It's, everything about the media is fucked up, man. I was thinking about it when I got home. They can literally, like, the media can agitate one group and another group. You know what I mean? Like, they did that to Tupac and fucking Biggie Smalls. You know, the media was, like, amping both sides up, and then following the story but amping it up, you know, with the headlines and, you know, all this shit until someone died. Tupac. One of the greatest rappers of all fucking time. Because they wanted publicity. They wanted a story. Whatever narrative is going on with this shit, whether it be the media, the fucking government, I don't fucking know. The world government, the globalists, China, I don't fucking know. Does anyone fucking know? I mean, honestly. There's lies, so many fucking lies on both sides. You don't even know what the truth is anymore. You're just like, well, what the fuck? At least that's how I feel. I'm like, well, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And I'm just like, okay, well, if shit hits the fan, like really, 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 really bad, I got to make sure I'm fucking prepared. And I think a lot of people were thinking like that. Because I went to fucking Cabela's today after the range. And all the fucking shelves were empty. No more ammo. Gone. None. I was shocked. On one shelf, I seen 305. That was it. That was it. I mean, think about that. They're buying all calibers. All calibers. What does that tell you? I've never, like, never in my, ever, have I ever just witnessed, like, I've seen it before in the beginning of this shit, you know, of everything, of the shelves being empty, but it's, like, happening again. Like, what is going on, guys? You know? And the range, fuck. I don't know. I don't go there very often, but it was pretty, it was decently packed. You know, it wasn't that much. I get short line, you had to wait. I don't know. I don't care. I just know that I'm gonna smoke this bowl. And this is for everyone. This is for you guys all in Australia. This is for you guys in Canada. For you guys in Ireland, Britain. All over the world, man. Everyone who listens to to this fucking, has listened to this podcast, even if it's 1 second of one episode, I want to thank you for that. And fuck it. Here's to 2020, 10-10-2020. 10-10-2020. You know, like, fuck it. Like, what? Fuck it. At this point, fuck this year. Fuck it. It's the worst fucking year. I thought 2016 was bad, but damn. This is... Alright, I'm going to take this right now. But I just want to make sure I put this out for you guys, man. This bong rip is for you guys. For everyone. That was a decent hit. Ooh. Woo. All right, guys. Well, I think I'm done with my rant. It's funny. I'll say that and then I'll keep going. But I want you guys to stay strong out there, man. Just keep your head on a swivel. And stay, I hate to say this word, but just, there's got to be a different word for woke. Just like, like open your eyes, man. Just be open-minded and open your eyes to what things could be. You know what I mean? Like, don't look at it as this is what it is and this is always what it will be and it always was like this. Where... No, I mean, look at it from a different angle, man. What if there's something else? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I mean. You know what I mean? Like, you don't fucking know. Like, I don't fucking know. I'm not trying to say I know shit. You know what I mean? I'm trying to just, like, be a voice of, I don't know. Direction, you know, a voice of direction, I guess. I would have to really ponder that. But yeah, just stay positive, stay strong. Fuck the haters, you know. Fuck the haters, man. They don't even need to be in your life. At this point, if you still have haters, if you still have fucking haters around you and in your life, there's something wrong, especially here in 2020 during a pandemic. If you got fucking haters fucking in the bedroom with you, in the same room with you, you know what I mean? Fuck that. Fuck the haters. They don't deserve you. But they have to live with you anyway, so. Alright, guys. Adios. Sayonara. I love you.